And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Brendan Fraser's back.
Mm-hmm.
From The Mummy sort of fame,
yes.
And some other really
Encino
good
movies. Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Blast from the Past.
Airheads, heaps of good movies, right? Mainly
Love
from
him.
Mainly from the 90s and the early noughties, and then he sort of disappeared for a while.
Had the Mummy is such a great franchise.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
It was so good.
I feel like they lost it a bit when The Rock got involved and The Scorpion King came out. It was a little bit like...
Yeah, they were, you know, they're trying to make money.
That's right, spin-offs. So he had a bit of a battle with his sort of mental health and just being part of Hollywood, and I think stepped away for a solid almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then he's come back. He's in a new movie whose name escapes me at the moment.
The Whale?
That's right, yeah. And it's about a large person, like a guy who's quite girthy.
Well, he's an obese guy, and I think he is trying to reconnect with his daughter.
Yeah.
And standing ovations at all the big things. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. Good on you remembering things.
I know. It must be an up week.
Yeah, it's not usually you who remembers things. Yeah. Anyway, so he has been on Variety, which is a magazine now online, Actors on Actors. They have an actor interview another actor.
Yes. This is cute. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, so it was Adam Sandler interviewing Brendan Fraser.
Oh, cute.
And because they were in Airheads together, they had a little reunion about that.
I think I'm pretty sure that Adam Sandler like pushed to have Brendan on Airheads.
Yeah,
like,
I'm pretty
sure he was like, I know this guy, like, and kind of, I'm getting him on sort of thing. So that's cute that they're still mates.
Yeah, so the way Adam Sandler introduces him sort of is a bit weird because he's like, Brendan Fraser, hang on, how do I say your name? Let's just have a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Fraser. How do you say it now?
Fraser.
Like I'm going to say Fraser anyway. Let me say Fraser.
Get a shave.
But I don't want it.
You know what? Nobody's ever got my name.
Brendan Fraser. See, it didn't sound right.
It felt good, though.
All right.
As long as they're saying it.
I think this is a States thing.
This has to be a States thing. I've never thought it was Fraser.
No, because it's spelt Fraser.
Yeah, Fraser, like razor.
Yeah, so you would say Fraser, and I think everyone in Australia does say Fraser. But apparently in the States, they read, what, five of the F-R-A-S, like they read the first four letters of the name and then see the end one and go Fraser and just guess.
Fraser.
So like.
Well, there's actually Fraser. In Fraser in America.
Kelsey Grammer. Yeah. So people just connect the dot, like assume that. And so apparently he gets that all the time and has for 30, 40 years because.
Come to Australia, Brendan.
Because
we'll take
of.
Care of you.
And I think it's probably partly because of Fraser being such a thing over there.
But it's Fraser.
I
like
know,
you can
right?
see Fraser.
Yes. So people
are,
Fraser. And so this has come out, and then people, particularly from the States, have been going off. I've been saying Brendan Fraser's name wrong for years. Today I learned it's pronounced Brendan Fraser, as in blazer, laser, taser. And I just think that if we're all rooting for him and loving the guy, as we should also start saying his name right.
We're already doing it.
I know.
You're preaching to the converted over here.
Everybody in a... Read the whole name.
Do you know how... You should hear how Tim says Tomuskus.
Is it Testamukos, like I said?
It's not.
He just has a go.
Because you do that on purpose. Yeah. He has an actual crack.
Yeah.
Poor little white boy.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
The Harry and Meghan doco is out. Well, it's a series, isn't it?
So yeah, six-parter. Yep. The first three episodes are out, dropped Thursday night. The next three dropping this week.
Have a taste.
There's a hierarchy of the family. You know, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories.
There was a war against Meghan to suit other people's agendas.
It's about hatred. It's about race.
It's a dirty game. Pain and suffering of women marrying into this institution, this feeding frenzy.
I realized they're never going to protect you.
I was terrified. I didn't want history to repeat itself. No one knows the full truth.
We know the full truth.
And we'll make $150 million telling
exactly,
it.
Exactly, but we want our privacy though, Tom.
Oh, we do want our privacy.
Hang on.
Why we left the royal family.
They have released a statement today saying, hang on, we never wanted privacy. That's just what the media went with. Okay, that's not, they didn't break away because they wanted privacy. They broke away because they wanted to do their own endeavours and,
The Duke and Duchess have never cited privacy as the reasons for stepping back. The statement reads, according to the BBC.
Why are you doing, are you doing Charles or Andrew?
Charles, I'm not sure. I definitely don't want to be Andrew. please, the whole thing in that bit that we just played was around, I don't want history to repeat, i.e. Princess Diana being hounded by the media. We want our privacy. And yet, we're going to make a six-part Netflix series that has been, by the critics, classed as Rotten Tomatoes, 1.3 out of 5.
Wow.
Is the ratings.
Yeah.
The words that have been used to describe it, it was beautifully shot, but it was repetitive, whingy, and boring.
Self-indulgent,
I've heard that too. You haven't seen it yet, so how can you comment, Cameron Ling? I thought you'd be right on this on Thursday.
Because the cringiness of it all, I can't get beyond the previews, the trailer.
Have you seen the Royal Curtsy? Have you seen her doing the curtsy bit yet?
No.
That's gone viral.
Why would you watch the doco when you can just watch the dramatisation of The Crown and sort of
take that to the bank.
Yeah, watch what might have happened, what they reckon happened.
Read the Daily Mail, because they have really nutted down everything that they've said into a personalised, separate article.
Yep.
Man, some of the editorial-like content that's coming out as well, some of the commentary from people who are like, here's my thoughts on the doco.
Yeah.
Like Joe Hildebrand was one of them,
sure,
who just was like, this is absolute crap. And sounds so emotional about it. Like, people are really getting involved with it. And you, Cameron Ling, we missed out on your thoughts.
I have been reading both sides. I've been making sure I've been reading the pro Harry and Meghan stuff as well.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yes.
How long did that take?
Yeah. It took me 3.5 seconds. It's out there. There's some who are trying, and you can tell which both sides, I agree with this, both sides are planting stories, have got their friendly journos writing articles on their behalf. It is turning incredibly nasty.
It's like so, it is so messy, but I just love the messiness. Like, and that's just me, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's an easy watch. I actually really enjoyed it because it's an easy watch.
What about the fact that Meghan claimed that her dad's phone was hacked before the wedding and didn't
reply?
And now the dad's come out and said, no, here's the phone, here's the text messages. Mm. It's exactly what had happened.
But she also claimed that he was setting up and paying paparazzi to set up photos of him and everything. So then he was compromised. It's all coming out. I feel like you need to watch it though, Lingy.
I'll sit down and watch it and I'll just cringe and grind my teeth the whole time.
Hey, you might change your mind watching it. You might come out the other end like, oh my God.
I'm shocked that I'm not on the redhead side.
Yeah,
I have been on the roller coaster, I admit, because when they first came out and did the Oprah thing and she was copping so much hate, I was like, wow, that really sucks. Like, I really feel sorry for her and feel sorry for them. And then as time's gone on, I'm kind of like, oh, God, they are a bit annoying. Like, it's kind of... But then now I'm watching the doco. I'm like, oh, okay. So I kind of really flip. I'll be honest, I flip-flop. I don't know.
Do you not see that, like, William is staying silent and just...
There have been some Harry to William Diggs as
well. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And Paul Williams just then going, oh, I've got this huge burden sitting on me. And whether you call it his privilege, absolutely, but it's a burden. He's going to be king of England one day.
Why would anyone want that?
He is just quietly copying all of this.
Trying to take the high road,
from his brother.
Yeah, yeah.
That would hurt.
Well, I look forward to your review and the star rating.
What a crew they are. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. You might notice, got a cut above my nose, on the bridge of my nose. So, you know, you can tell it's been bleeding.
Yeah,
so it's a fair knock.
Yep.
It's fair knock.
It's is right between the eyes.
Yeah, I know.
For sure.
I didn't notice until you pointed it out because you were wearing your glasses and it covered it nicely. But
I can't wear my thick ring glasses because it hurts too much.
All morning you've been like, okay, I'm going to film Lingy and I are doing this so that we can get some content for the socials. This is the content, is that thing. So you just keep talking and I'm just going to come and take a photo.
No, that's all right. Okay. On Saturday, this happened to me. Okay.
Yes.
My sister's 40th birthday party. Do you have to come?
That is a close up. That is a close up.
Also, don't look at my eyebrows because I'm getting them done this week, and I didn't want to pluck them for that reason. That's a shocker.
Well, what about this one?
Oh my god!
Out of those two, which would you rather?
Oh, whatever. Put it both on. I don't care. Anyway, so I've received a knock to the face Saturday night. I want you two to guess how it happened, because normally when I hurt myself...
I can't put either of these pictures on.
Thank you.
There are children that see our Instagram. From a weird angle. Yeah.
I want you two to guess how I may have received this injury. So, it's a bit of a cut. It was bleeding. I've hurt myself.
I've got my guess.
It does look like a horizontal sort of line.
Yeah.
So, okay, Lingy, you go first.
Okay, here it is. You're at a party. Mm. Your sister's 40th. Mm. At a house party.
Mm.
So their drinks were supplied in an esky, so there's ice.
Yeah.
I think somebody late in the night has been mucking around, has picked up a chunk of ice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a big, like a ball size.
Yeah,
like a
but not, size. Doesn't have to be massive, yeah. but a good enough sized one, and has launched it at somebody, not you, because nobody would ever throw ice. Otherwise, I'd be disappointed.
You think it's been an ice
them.
Fight at one of my
No, I just think someone's mucked around and just an inadvertent flick at someone.
Yeah.
It's missed them, continued on, and you're standing right behind, and you've copped a chunk of ice to the bridge of your nose.
Great.
And it's just cut through enough.
Okay, great guess.
Incorrect?
Incorrect.
Okay, well, I should have had the sound effect ready. Here we go. All right, my guess, well, I've got multiple, but my first guess is also esky related. Were you standing on top of an esky like you were that New Year's Eve?
Well, I got a hematoma.
When you got your hematoma and just trying to dance on an esky and then go A over T?
No.
Okay.
No?
Were you wearing your glasses at the time?
I was wearing sunglasses at the time.
See, it's a press into...
It's a knock on the sunglasses.
So somebody, have you made contact, or someone's made contact with you while wearing glasses, and the glasses, of course, the cut?
Something's made contact with me.
Okay, is it... Have you taken up competitive frisbee? Because that's what it looks like. Some frisbee's gone, bonk, got you straight on the bridge.
Yeah, right, no.
Put us out of our misery.
All right, this is what I did. This is classic me too. So I'm driving, Jimmy James and me are in my car, the Mazda. Now it's got a boot, but it doesn't have one of those boots with the buttons, right? So it's just your standard normal car.
Like an automated boot?
Like an automated boot. Okay. Anyway, so Kim, my sister, Nath, her boyfriend, we went to pick them up. They had some balloons, the giant 4 and the giant 0, right? Mm-hmm. And so I said, I opened up the boot and I said, here, chuck the balloons in the boot. Right?
Sure.
And then, so I was helping Kim get them in there, and then there's a little handle on the boot, but sometimes I close it from, I just put my hand on the edge, like at the back end of the boot and slam it shut. Other times I use a handle that's kind of on the inside. I said to Kim, I'm like, watch yourself. And I slammed the boot down hard so the balloons wouldn't fly out, but I slammed it on my face.
So you hadn't even got to the party here.
So you've grabbed the handle that's in the bottom of it, but internal, and then just pulled it, bang, reefed it straight into the bridge of your nose. Amazing. Who was filming? Please tell me someone was filming.
But honestly, they were worried because I started bleeding pretty heavily.
Yeah.
And Kim's like, Are you okay? And I just couldn't answer. I just could not answer.
Were you on the ground rolling around? Like,
I was leaning over to the ground. I wasn't making any noise because I was literally... So I have smashed my own face in between a boot of a car. Smashed my own face.
Amazing.
Anyway, I was a bit concussed, to be honest. Like, I couldn't drive, so Jimmy drove. Kim and Nath didn't have any ice, so they got some edamame beans, put that on my face, so that was good. And then we go to the party, and obviously it's like, well, it's not about me.
Who's the chick with the blood on her face?
Yeah, so I had to, so I wore my glasses. Who's that chick? And then people were kind of looking at me a bit, what's going on? So I had to be the cool cat at the party with the glasses. Oh. And everyone's like, the glasses wasn't really covering it because it was like quite swollen.
Yeah.
And my eyes were like quite swollen.
So you
swollen.
Were making it about you for the night.
I really was. I really was. And then people are like, classic what's happened child. To your head? And I'm like, yep, no, I smashed that in the boot of the car.
Yeah. You're so lucky you don't have two black eyes.
Man, it's coming. I feel like it's coming. Oh, it was that hard that I smashed it. And my neck sore because my face obviously got reefed back as well.
Hurt.
So, I think it's quite a good story, though.
Well done, mate.
Because
well
everyone
done.
Kept yelling out at me, think of the content. Think of the content. And here we are.
What I want to know is, did the balloons get away?
They didn't. They survived.
Well, that's the main thing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is What's Trending.
I love reality TV.
Oh, get ready for exciting news.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you missed out on the Venga Boys' first show, guess what? They've added a second one in Melbourne.
Amazing.
Yes.
There's enough demand.
There's enough demand.
Brilliant.
Yes. So they've added a show at the Forum on Saturday, 11th of Feb, 2023. The first one is happening on the 12th of Feb. That is sold out. Sold out.
Is there enough songs to fill a show?
How dare you, Cameron Lee?
Well, let's go through them. We like to party. Yeah. We like to party.
Yeah,
boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my God.
Massive. Yeah, love
That's
it.
My
love
ultimate.
It. Yeah.
Ultimate Oz Tour Mega Mix I've got here, which seems to be boom, 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 and We Like to Party mashed up together. and then this one, which sounds like it could be amazing. What's this?
What is this? Okay.
Oh, it's a little bit...
I'm in love, I'm in love.
Yeah. It's Venga Boys featuring Perez Hilton, Rocket to Uranus. Is this their...
Hang on.
This has got to be a more recent one.
How it's written.
It's got to be... Yeah.
Oh.
To the planet.
To the planet.
So this has got to be them trying to go, all right, look, it's been 15 years, let's release some more new music before we go back out on tour.
Rocket to the planet.
I can't believe out of all the songs from the Venga Boys, you played that one for us.
Well, I'm waiting for Perez Hilton to kick in. Not your anus, to Uranus.
That's what I said.
No.
Uranus. That's how the beat would go. Mate, I'm musically trained.
Okay.
I left. I just came back in. What are you guys talking about?
I've been glad to buy you, Cameron Lang. All right, that's what's trending this morning.
Hang on.
What?
Tickets go on sale Thursday. No, tomorrow. Pre-sale, you can get it if you want. Otherwise, Wednesday, they go on sale to the general public. Frontier Touring. Get a rocket up, yeah. Get on board. Don't mess it out.
Yeah. I reckon this is the only radio station in Australia you're getting a rocket to Uranus on a Monday morning. 3 billion clicks away. Is that... Maybe that's Perez Hilton there.
Nah. That's him back there.
I would love him to just rip in with a real dirty rap.
Yeah, oh, it might be coming. Hang on, let's play. Oh, maybe that's him at the back. Hey.
Yeah, that's disappointing. All right.
Now, hang on.
Okay, no, we've had enough.
See? I was singing
that's
correctly.
It. We're done.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Last week, after a little after birthday dinner treat, I took the kids, Dodsy and I took the kids for an ice cream down on the waterfront.
Lovely.
Beautiful, magnificent ice cream, by the way. Really, really tasty once we got them. But there was a little bit of a hold up with the line because at the front of the line, I think it was three people, were taste testing. Now, that's fine. A little quick taste of an ice cream, yeah, and then I'll grab that one is fine. But I noted that they were multi-taste testers. across a number of different flavours of ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then even after all of that, ordered a hot chocolate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I'm just thinking, this is so wrong on so many levels.
It is.
I just wanted to know if I was alone with that. I've been happy to hear that both of you agree with me that that's just crazy behaviour.
It is. And that specific circumstance is just crazier than anything. Yes.
Sorry, there's nothing I hate more than people who think that their stuff is more important than everybody else's stuff. So for them to be at the front of a long line, knowing full well the pressures and the situation, and to go, no, now it's my turn and everybody can wait until I'm done doing what I want to do. And what I want to do is eat a lot of ice cream and not pay for it. And then I'm going to get a hot chocolate.
Yeah. Social awareness is zero.
It's so the worst. Angry.
But being a multi-taster, I think, is not good in general. I don't think that you can be a multi-taster, and that's what the question is today. Ed, what do you think? Can you be a multi-taster?
Good morning, guys. Popcorn in the kettle black, Tom. That's an OGTA move. But it could be that place, you can't afford dessert, so that's what you do. But
You can't play the I can't afford ice cream, so I'm just going to taste the free ice cream.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem appropriate.
Are you saying that from personal experience?
No, I'm not. My frugal sort of tendencies are overridden by my desire to not hold people up and make people wait while I take care of my business.
So you've never done the... listen, I want to taste the ice cream, but I want to see what it tastes like in a cone. And I want to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, okay, can I have a little bit more? Just a scoop-sized taster, and then I'm walking out.
Yeah. What a scam.
All right, Melissa and Kerr Lewis, are you a multi-taster?
I am a multi-taster.
Oh, Melissa.
My theory is, unless there's a little asterisk down the bottom that says, you know, maximum two tastes, then who's to say how many I can taste?
Well, Melissa, what is there a maximum? What's the most you've taste tested?
Until I find the flavour I like. There's so many flavours. If they didn't have so many options, that's not my fault. If I haven't tried them before, I need to get me a little taste of all of them, get me a little bit of that goodness, and then I know which one I'm going to buy.
Do you know what?
I do think buying a hot chocolate afterwards is a little insane.
Yeah.
I'm a multi-tester.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I can't relate, but I have to respect the hustle. She backs herself. You back yourself, Melissa, and I kind of respect you for it.
Sorry, before we let you go.
You can't help that.
Is there context for the situation? Like, are you at the head of a line and tasting all the flavours, or are you, if it's a busy, like,
I'm going to taste every flavour while all those five-year-olds are behind me crying.
I need to get to the bottom of Melissa here. This is gold. Do you intentionally start with the ice cream that you know you're probably not going to ultimately choose so you can choose more tasting?
No. My eyes get too big for my stomach. I'm like, oh, I really like the sound of that. I'll try it. And they go, yeah, no, that does not taste good. All right, next one.
Okay.
You know, I get my hopes up a little bit and get disappointed and wait until I find pretty much generally the same flavour every time.
I guess the ultimate question, though, Melissa, is how do you live with yourself?
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.